Welcome to Profiles in Prosperity with your host, David Heimer.
Hi, everybody. Today we're speaking with Pete Danielson. Pete is the co-owner of Modern Mechanical in Ashburn, Virginia. Modern Mechanical is a really great company. They've got tremendous growth, they've got tremendous profitability, and they're also very innovative. Pete started in the HVAC industry in 1988. He was a teenager, and he worked in the warehouse for a large wholesaler. From there, he was promoted into the inside sales counter, and eventually he was promoted into management. In 2007, he accepted a position with Lennox as a territory manager. Pete was wildly successful as a territory manager. He was always among the top territory managers, but in 2009, he was the number one territory manager for North America for Lennox, which I think is very impressive. In 2013, he left Lennox. He acquired the entrepreneurial bug, and he purchased Modern Mechanical. Periodically, we get Pete to speak for us at our success stays. He speaks at other industry events as well, and he is a well-respected member of our community. So, Pete, welcome. Thank you for doing this with us.
Thank you, David, for the great introduction. It's a pleasure to be with you.
A few years ago, you guys were named the best place to work, the best place to work in your area. And, that's a phenomenal accomplishment. And I'm curious about how you guys did it. What is it that makes you guys the best place to work, and then what it did for you?
It's a good story. When we did this, we were very young. It was 2012. You know, we had a dozen employees, and we had the guts to apply. And I think that's sometimes overlooked when the businesses are small or just getting going. Folks don't have the guts to apply for these things, but we did. And it was the Washington Business Journal, and they actually did a survey and they interviewed all of our employees. And there were several questions in several areas where they graded, whether it would be, you know, does your manager support you? Is the culture right? To how are the benefits? How's the growth opportunity? How's the pay? And so on. And so, you know, with 12 employees, it was pretty easy to satisfy all the employees, but the answers were strong. And, you know, the folks that were working with us were very, very happy, very satisfied, and they knew the culture was right. So we got the award, and it was a thrill, and we promoted the heck out of it. And what that's done is that's not only been able to help us recruit new people, but it's also helped us to keep our focus on maintaining that standard and maintaining that culture that we want to continue to be the best place to work. And, you know, in the day that we're in now where technicians may be harder to find, I think being the best place to work is a great accolade to attract the talent that we all need to grow our business.
Yep. It's clearly a differentiator and a really good one. There's something that you told me one time at the success days, and it was about how you treat your employees. And I think it's part and parcel of this. You said that you always praise in public, and there were other things that went along with that. Will you go through that with us?
Sure. We think and we believe that you catch people doing something right, and you praise them in public, and you correct them privately. And the simple thing is that we've got a culture where if someone does something great, if they get a great review from a customer, if they get a great review from one of their coworkers, we'll send out a staff email and just say, hey, great job, Joey. Got a 5-star review. Way to go. And because our field people are somewhat isolated, they don't work in the office every day, they sometimes feel a little bit alone. Well, everyone replies to all to these emails, and it's kind of an electronic high five, congratulating the individual for doing something well. So we make a big deal when someone does something great, and if they do something poor, we'll bring them into an office, we'll close the door, we'll correct the behavior, and we do it fast, but then we open the door, and the individual can leave with his dignity in place, with his head or her head held high. And there's no shame in trying something and making a mistake, because we will correct it privately. So the culture is they're not afraid to try something. They're not afraid of the repercussions. And they enjoy when they do something right because they get recognition for it.
That's awesome. All right. Is there anything else you want to add on to that? I mean, I think it's a great story, and it's clear to me why you guys won. I mean, you guys have given a lot of thought to it, and you worked hard to make it a great place to work.
Yeah, the only thing I would add is that just this week we hired 3 technicians, and they all came from our competitors. And the differentiator was when they met with us and the way they felt during the interview and the way they felt when they observed the rest of their coworkers in the office. And they said, there's no other place that I've been to that feels like this. And so we got these guys, and we're very optimistic that they're going to be stars for us for years to come. And that's really about creating a culture where it's positive energy. And it's now starting to kind of pay dividends, if you will.
Well, good for you. That's a great story, and I appreciate you sharing it with everybody. So, Pete, I am, again, thankful for you spending this time with us, and I look forward to seeing you soon.
I appreciate it. My pleasure, and I'm looking forward to the Service Roundtable International Day.
Thanks a bunch.